Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
Debt to income hits all-time high amongst households. Mm-hmm. Why does this concern you? And are there any stocks you are looking to invest in as a result?
Yeah, I was searching all over to find a real estate stock that I really love. And I really can't find one. The only one that would play favorably in this would be JP Morgan. I think at some point in 30 years, they're probably just like in accounting, there's a big four, and we're almost there now. I think there will probably be like four big banks and then just like small community branches or small community banks, and that's it. There won't be any regional or like mid-sized banks at all. But the reason why it concerns me is like, if you're going for a $200,000 house and your income is, or your debt is 100 grand, like the ratios are really skewed. But what is really showing at scale through every class, middle class, upper class, lower class, that everyone is having like a tighter time. Like I keep saying it, I don't think these artists went on tour, and I don't think Drake wants to be on tour, but I think somebody probably told him and Beyonce, you need to go on tour to not only increase the resolve of and the joy of American citizens, but you need to collect money off of this one tour for the next 4 or 5 years for the opportunities that may come and to protect you and your family that you have to provide for. When the debt to income ratio is higher, shout out to everyone that does mortgages, but when we're at a rate past 2006 and 2007, and no one's saying that we're in a bubble currently, I think that we're in a lot of trouble. Of course, Apple, Microsoft, VO, VTI will do well in any environment. The only time I think Apple will start to fall apart is if interest rates get to 15%. I highly doubt we ever get there. But JP Morgan is like the only player that I think will be able to survive any kind of market because of the relationships that they have with the government. On the real estate side, there's not many I love. Even in that space, Blackstone and BlackRock are the two most important players and market makers in the real estate space. And they've done it by design. I think of it like this: a hedge fund and a bank switched their strategy to buying commercial properties across the world and wanted to become the world's biggest renter. Of course, there was pushback that they didn't have as many units as once thought, but they're making a concerted effort to be able to have income when all the tech valuations went to shit and when the startup market fell as a result. They didn't do this by accident. I think they know that we're going to go back to a real environment where real businesses are going to have to produce real profit, real products. And because we outsource so much, we didn't provide enough education inside of our schools to make us prepared for the tech sectors or for the jobs that we're outsourcing by design, as a part of the agreement to be able to outsource overseas, and then end up messing up our economy. So JP Morgan, BlackRock, Blackstone are the three that I like as a result, but debt to income ratio being this high, that's not going to be good.
Is there a number? Is there a percentage that if you read reports, people will tell you anything under 35% would be a good debt to income ratio?
I'm going off my mortgage professionals. It really needs to be like 30, ideally. Mm. But to be this high, like, and then America's debt to GDP is met. Like, so when the consumer is technically broke and the country is technically broke, this is the reason why historically America has had to be in markets that were not filled with integrity. That poison index of food, pharma, alcohol, tobacco, that's by design. And we factor in the military industrial complex, the prison industrial complex. You know, it's our best, even if you throw in like Meta and Instagram and LinkedIn, like the social dynamic that's there, that's not great for our mental health. That's why, like, a mental health business is able to come about because there's so much poison in our airways, produced of Wi-Fi, radiation being everywhere. Like, most of the things that we have produced in this country, even going to fossil fuels, like, have a negative effect on the environment and our body. So, but the fun part about investing is if you can find a way to buy the right companies at the right time, you can take care of your family forever. But I will say you need to start looking at some emerging markets. I'll just be out here getting a little tequila sunrise. These are just jokes for my dad. This is a light Coke, Coca-Cola rotation, right? You have to come out here and actually see. So when I was at the same thing, when I was out here talking to some of the locals, what does tourism look like here? This is my second place I've asked. Down 70% here. You can see it. I went all around, went to all up the shoreline yesterday. I saw 46 cars on a 50-minute ride on a Saturday. You know what that tells me? Broke. Whole country, whole world is broke, with the exception of certain pockets, which is the 1%. And the 1%, they had to go to quiet luxury to not throw in your face. I got on Lauren Piana. It's tough times, but this is when the best businesses are made in the toughest of times.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.